96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is summertime. We don't have to tell you that. You're already in the mood for sun, some swimming, some hanging out, and much, much more. But is your skin ready? Head to toe, what are you doing to protect it? And if you wear makeup, is there something you need to know about fixing your face during the summer months? Well, joining me to talk about this are dermatologist Dr. Crystal Agu and celebrity makeup artist Kim Lee. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Of course, this is a medical Monday, so we're just talking about making sure your skin is happy, it is healthy, and you continue to be as beautiful as you always have been. So, Doctor, thank you so much for coming in. And Kim, good to see you.
Good to see you,
too. My pleasure.
Okay, so first things first. The sun is out. It is hot. It is humid. What is the first thing, doctor, that people need to know about protecting the skin, let's say, on their face?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So it's July 1st. Which means that the first thing that people should do is throw out their sunscreen from last year. So I think a lot of people, absolutely. So that sunscreen expires. It has a shelf life. So it expires within a few months. So, you know, like you pull out your sunscreen from the year before, it's like runny, it has like a film. That means that it is expired. It is not going to protect your skin. So you can't keep the same sunscreen from year to year. So at this point, before July 4th hits, go to the stores, pick up a new sunscreen. That's number one. Number two is to make sure that if you're going to be outside for a few hours, make sure that you're applying sunscreen before you head out, and then you reapply after you've been out for about 2 to 3 hours. So that's going to make sure that you are protected for as long as you need to be. And ideally, what you want to do is avoid the sun during peak hours, so between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and limit your sun exposure to either earlier in the morning or later in the afternoon to make sure that you're not increasing your risk for sunburn, skin cancer, and also just making sure that your skin stays as healthy as possible.
But what if you're on vacation? This is the vacation season. You want folks to stay in between 10 and 2?
Ideally. So I like to tell people, if you're going to be out in the sun, if you're going to get a tan, if you're going to get a sunburn, if you're going to do those types of things, I want you to earn it. So I would rather, if you're going to be out between 10 and 2, like, make it a fun activity, but don't just be out to be out. Don't just like sit out on your porch from 10 to 2. I would rather you be out and you're having a good time. But if you're going to do that, just be smart about it. So I don't want anyone to have a boring summer, but I would rather you wear sunscreen. I generally recommend at least an SPF of 30. And I think one thing that people don't understand is that an SPF of 30, really the way that we apply it in our daily life, we're really actually getting half of the true SPF that they're testing in the laboratory. So if you buy an SPF of 30, you're probably only getting an SPF of 15 when you put it on your skin. Or if you buy an SPF of 50, you're getting an SPF of 30. But that's all that you need. But we like to apply a thin layer because we don't like the thick white film. And so we're really only applying about half of the actual recommended dosage that they're testing in the laboratory. So that's just something to keep in mind as well. Okay.
Now, and this is something that I want Kim to also address, because you're talking about, you know, the gooey, heavy sunscreen. But what if, and this is specifically for the ladies, if you wear makeup, how do you protect your skin from the sun if you are wearing makeup?
Well, one of the things I love about what manufacturers are doing now is they're very intelligent, and they realize that people are going to be outside. So many of the products that we know and love, like foundation, are now combined with an SPF in them. So those are the kind of products that you want to gravitate to when you are going to be outside, or if you are going to go out, like this evening, even in the evenings, you still need to have some sort of protection. If you're going to drop your top, or if you're just going to be out on the patio, you need to have some sort of protection. So what I love are tinted moisturizers. Tinted moisturizers are going to be great for the summer months because you're not really married to that product because it's something that you can actually just wear for the summer months and then you just toss it, as she said, because if you try to keep it all year long, the products have a shelf life. They're just like eggs, bacon, milk, cheese. They have a shelf life, and you can actually look on the back of those products and see that shelf life. But one of the things that I do love about the tinted moisturizer is a 3-for-1 punch. And so what you have is you have moisture, you have protection, and then you have coverage. So you're going to have that little bit of coverage that you need just to be able to just kind of, you know, touch up those harsh lines or wrinkles or whatever, the little things you want to cover up. And then you're going to have a little bit of protection. So most of the time they usually have like a 15 to them, usually nothing more than that. And then you're going to have a little bit of moisture, because what people seem to fail to realize that you still need some moisture in your skin or on your skin in the summer months. People say, well, I'm already hot and I'm sweaty, but you don't want to cause your pores to be overactive by stripping them. And I'm sure that the doctor can expound upon that a little more. But what people do is that they'll strip their pores because they're like, oh, I got to clean with alcohol or alcohol-based products to feel clean. And what happens is that their pores become overactive. And so now they speed up really quickly and produce more than what you need because your body's smart. And it knows that it needs to be protected from the sun. And so a little, it will over, your pores become overactive and then you have more problems than what you started with. So it's just better to just have a little something on your skin to make sure that it's protected. And like the doctor said, is try to avoid, you know, the heavy sunlight time, which is between 10 and 2. You just want to avoid it because it's just not good for you.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about healthy and beautiful skin during the summer months. What do you have to do to protect your skin and to keep it healthy, to keep it beautiful, even if you wear makeup? And for those of you who do not wear makeup, how do you protect your skin? We're not just talking about your face. We're talking about the entire body, because certainly the kind of sun that you get during the course of the summer is different from the kind of sun that you may get during the rest of the year. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lines are open. You mentioned about burns off air. How do you know, Dr. Agu, if you are getting a burn? I mean, do you feel it as soon as it happens? Is there a sign?
Right. It's a great question. And I just want to say people of all races can burn. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't have to be fair skinned or pale to burn. You can be brown skinned and burn. It really varies from person to person. Like two people can be the exact same shade and one person burns in the sun and the other person doesn't. And so as far as how you can tell, a lot of people don't know until maybe the next day. Okay. So that's for mild sunburn. So people who have a mild sunburn, they might be out of the sun there at the beach. And then the next day they start to notice a little bit of light scale or flaking on their skin, usually on their shoulders or on the top of their head or on their nose. Those are kind of the most common areas for people to experience a burn. So if you were out at the beach, you have all the signs and symptoms and risk factors because you were grilling or barbecuing or you were at the pool and then the next day you have a little bit of peeling, that's a burn. For people who have more severe burns, like they're out and maybe they fell asleep on a lounge chair at the beach and their skin is really, really red and they develop blisters, so actual fluid-filled blisters, they're going to start to feel very weak and tired.
Wow.
And you actually can run a fever. And so you're going to have all different types of signs and symptoms of a sunburn. And for very severe sunburns, it's like a true burn. And so you might have to go to the emergency room and get a bit of IV fluids because you start to lose those fluids through your skin.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Medical Monday. We're talking about healthy, beautiful summer skin, protecting yourself from the summer sun during these intense months. Let me go to the phone lines. Ava calling from Rockville. Ava, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, my daughter is a lifeguard every summer, and she works long hours, and she has to be on the chair 10:30 in the morning. She gets off at night, and I notice her face is breaking out, and it didn't do this last year, and she thinks because she's wearing sunglasses. So would the doctor know maybe why she's breaking out this year? To me, it looks like prickly heat. Some of it looks like pimples. Is there anything she can do to stop the breakage?
Well, it sounds like your daughter is a teenager, and honestly, with teenagers,
she's 20.
Okay, so a young adult. Things can change very rapidly. People, especially women, can go from having a year of like pristine, clear skin to the next year just having breakouts. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is sun actually suppresses breakouts a little bit. I don't recommend sun for anyone as an acne treatment, but it's usually not that. Now, certainly sweating more mm-hmm. can cause her to break out a little bit, but it's probably just her hormones. You know, some people after they start like birth control may notice increased breakouts. It can be a whole host of factors. It's most likely, though, just bad luck. And so I would recommend, you know, getting like a full evaluation from a dermatologist. But there are definitely tons of treatment options that would work really well for her. And she would absolutely still be able to continue using sunscreen. But I do think that brings up a different point that I wanted to mention. People being allergic to sunscreens. I have a lot of patients who, because, you know, Kim Lee brings up a great point. The best thing, I think, for the face is especially for women. If you're going to wear foundation every day, get a foundation with sunscreen. For people who don't wear makeup or use foundation with sunscreen and break out, you really want to use a physical blocker. So one that contains iron oxide or titanium dioxide. For women of color, it's going to be incredibly important that you find one that's tinted. And I will tell you, they're limited options and they're expensive. But that is something that I would recommend for people who are allergic to sunscreen or people like her daughter who are going to be outdoors all day long as part of their job.
Okay.
Okay, let me ask you one more quick.
Real quick, Ava, I got a lot of folks on the line, but go ahead.
One more thing. She uses baby oil on her skin, and I think that might have something to do with it. It may transfer her to her face. What do you think?
Okay, so she's not putting the baby oil on her face. She's putting it on her skin.
No, just on her body.
I think it's you know what? She's probably fine, you know, because, again, acne is the most common skin condition that we mm-hmm. know of. About 90% of teenagers and young adults are affected. So it's probably less likely the body oil and just more likely just her age.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, Ava, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about healthy skin during the summer months, protecting your skin, not just your face, but also the rest of your body during the hot and bright summer months. Let me go to Richard. Richard calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Richard. What's on your mind?
Oh, good afternoon, everyone.
Hey.
So my question is, I currently have, two scalp conditions that are concerning, where the top of my scalp is extremely itchy, but at the back of my scalp, I'll get like a bump that, you know, gets larger over time, then it fills with pus, and then it'll eventually, you know, pop, and then pus and, you know, blood comes out of it. And I want to see kind of, what is the best terms in terms of treatment? How can I treat it? And you know, kind of what kind of precautions can I take that might trigger it?
Right. It's really impossible to tell without seeing you. And I certainly would invite you to make an appointment at my clinic. I'm at Johns Hopkins. But on an aside, I wrote a book this past year. It's called The Fundamentals of Ethnic Hair. And in that book, we touch on scalp conditions that are seen in men. And a lot of times it's very common, especially in men of African descent or African American men, to get bumps along the back of the scalp, often is exacerbated or worsened by the use of razors. So if for any reason you shave your head bald and you notice that after you go to the barbershop or you use a razor that gets worse, it could be one of the factors contributing to that. Again, you know, what puts people at risk for it is kind of a mixture of things, and one of those things is bad luck. But certainly there are treatment options. But I would strongly recommend getting officially evaluated by someone, because there may be very easy treatment options for you, and you don't have to go searching around the internet for, you know, home remedies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, all right. Thank you. And your contact information for your office, will that be on the radio's website?
Yeah, I will make sure that all of that stuff is posted on WHUR.com after about 8:30 or so. So thank you so much for listening, and it will be posted this evening. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about more healthy skin. We're also going to talk about facials. We're going to talk about what you should and should not put on your face if you are about the business of adding a few enhancements. And what about Botox? Should you go out in the sun if you have Botox? You don't need that. But for those of you who do, we're going to talk about that too. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls in just a moment. Stay with us.